As we go forward on this fourth day or night for you, the Feast of Tabernacles, let us hope at the end of the feast, as we go back to our homes, that we will not say, the summer is past, the harvest is over, and still we are not saved. So first of all, we need to trust in Yahweh HaMashiach, Yahweh the Messiah who died for our sins at Calvary. The ones we have heard about on television and radio programs, well, those are probably different messiahs. There's a little bit of truth in that. When we really study the Word, we sit down and get next to the Word, get real close to Yahweh, and ask Him to put in our hearts, to make our hearts right, and put that desire in there to not hear tradition, not hear custom, not to believe what we always believed, but to study with our minds open to the truth and only to the truth, and not someone, my interpretation, or anybody else's. So if you read these scriptures and you teach them to others, Yahweh says that He will bless you. That if you teach that His commandments were done away with, like we hear a lot on evangelistic radio programs, then we will be least in the kingdom, or considered least in the kingdom of heaven. I sometimes wonder if we would even be there in the kingdom of heaven, or here in the kingdom of heaven. I believe that we may not, from reading the book of Jude so on. But Psalm 19 and Isaiah are wonderful books to read during the Feast of Tabernacles. Here at the feast, I'm making this program before so that you can have it, take it with you on an MP3 player, one of those little $15, $20 players there from Bi-Mart or some little department store. Get an MP3 player and stick that in your computer, and it'll pretty much tell you what to do. And download MP3 programs for free from the internet. But anyway, it'll probably take you about 2 hours to go through this entire thing, go through the text, through the outline, if you're able to copy that on your copier, your desktop, your computer copier, laser printer, whatever. Copy the text that we have available on sermonaudio.com, as well as on Yahweh, not Yahweh. .com. Then get the free MP3 download. Get that on your player. And you can follow along. As you listen, you can follow the outline. It'll make it a little bit easier so you don't have to sit there and be that alert to take notes. You can have them right in front of you. That way you can make even more notes about this study, which study is entitled The Summer's Beauty at the Feast of Sukkot. Tabernacles, a type of the heavenly millennium with Messiah. And the outline here starting in Psalm 19, first two verses, unless I get carried away and read it all. I'll read all the way to the Revelation. I don't think I could get away with that. But the time would be limited. The heavens declare the esteem of Yahweh, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. If we take a look at the stars tonight, and should be around 73 degrees in the daytime in Jerusalem, and then at night, it gets cold. This time of year at the feast, it gets very very nice and cool and kind of chilly out. Yeah, winter will be coming on. As soon as summer is over, then it's the other time of year. It's winter, summer and winter. Two feasts mentioned there in the scriptures and in the book of Psalms as well. The heavens declare the esteem of Yahweh. The firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the Son. Whereas as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race, his going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. So it's as if the earth making an entire elliptical travel, summer and winter, making a circuit, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. It can get deathly hot out there in the Negev Desert, and also in the all the other deserts around the world, for that, for all that goes. Mojave there in America, I've heard, is a, you know, a terrible place for most of the year. Let's go to Psalm 15. Go back to Psalm 15. Tabernacle scriptures, verses 1 to 2. Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy separated hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. And as we left Psalm 19, as we left there at that point, it started talking about the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. Statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. Commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes, and so on. Whoa. You mean the law is good? Guy on the radio there from Multnomah Bible College, Multnomah College in Portland, he always used to get on the radio and tell how bad those old Jewish laws were of keeping that old Sabbath, those feast days, those, yeah, there was so much bondage. But we are enjoying feast days. It's so brisk and cool at night. And we can just look up at the horizon, or rather at the heavens, at the window of heaven, and see all of Yahweh's creations out there. How wonderful it will be to dwell with Yahweh and with all of his believers out there in what we call outer space, which will be nothing for us probably to, you know, whether you physically or spiritually travel, I don't know. You know, what do you need? A fuel-powered rocket ship? In eternity, I don't think that there'd be any mechanical breakdown, so therefore, would there even be a physical ship to ride around in? Or, you know, somebody even thought that that there would be a ship or ships that would come down and pick people up off of the earth. And he was a true believer in Messiah, who believed in the feast days. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's right, but you better take rocket mechanics or something. It could be a breakdown. Oh, he had a lot of good other teachings, though. He was just wrong about his rocket theory. I don't think Yahweh is going to bring a rocket ship down here. 23, the 23rd Psalm. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The word of Yahweh comforts me. Thou preparest a table before me. This is the tabernacle supper table, that's what I meant to say. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head. I don't say you know, I don't like these non-King James doing away with the pronouns that are a little bit more devout. Thou anointest, that's the way, you know, should be more devout. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. And one of our pastors had three girls. His daughters' names were Shirley, Goodness, and Mercy. Oh, I don't know about them, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Yes, those were good memories to look forward to, aren't they? How can it be a memory if it hasn't even happened? Brother Stefan, yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, but we've had some good fellowship. Yeah, good memories from back there, even though that these people apparently didn't keep the feasts. Let's see, why do I have chapter 20? I have chapter 624, maybe. Is that... didn't look it over again, I guess, on that, but let's try Psalm 6 and see if there is a 20. No, it only goes to 10. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Well, let's go to 91.1. In that case, that's a tabernacle psalm here in Scripture. Hi, how are you doing this evening? I hope you're getting blessed and that Yahweh is ministering to you, healing you in every way, spiritually, mentally, physically, and restoring you, refreshing you during this wonderful time of rest and refreshment, not just rest, not just doing nothing, but being refreshed by the word of Yahweh, by the preaching, by the sharing with one another, and seeing that other people are seeking Yahweh too. They're zealous for the word. In fact, they're more zealous than I am. And that really encourages me when I see that happening. I think, boy, I thought I was the, what do you call it, the last Mohican or something? The last of the Mohicans, that was it. But no, it turns out that I wasn't, that there's a lot more of us, a lot more out there. There's 7,000 people who have not bowed their knees to Baal. And I would interpret that as being at any one time. Yahweh always has his believers, that he's got 7,000, maybe more. Maybe he's got, you know, a million. But anyway, he talked about 7,000 there. He talks about the 144,000, the 12,000 from each tribe. So maybe there's more than that. 91 verse 1, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, shall tabernacle under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, and him will I trust. Let's see. That won't work either. I'll never figure out how they got in the notes there. 84. Go back to Psalm 84, please. Yes, the weather is really something this time of year, and in Jerusalem as well as, sorry about the little noises, as well as your feast site. Some unfortunately are having to keep the feast there even at their homes. That's not called for in the word because there are three pilgrimage feasts, and this is one of them. We're to travel during the Feast of Tabernacles. But if it turns out that you do need to stay at home for the feast, for whatever reason, then if as long as you're not being negligent or lazy or selfish or something, I pray that otherwise Yahweh would truly bless you during this feast, and may your home become that temporary tabernacle, and may Yahweh abide with you and your friends here today. May the may others, neighbors, maybe they would come in and hear a little bit of the word, that we're not some kind of weird, phony, fake religion that's out trying to get money from others, try to contrive finances illegally from people. We're not some kind of people who do not help others, although generally we need to help ourselves first. In other words, I help those closest to me, those believers in the faith, but if Yahweh provides, I'm going to try to help as many as possible. But I do have to use my discretion on that. I might even go to the police department and check somebody's record. If, you know, just some stranger drops by and says, can I have $20 for gas? You know, I've done that before. I've given them 20, but or I've taken them to the gas station and put the money in, the fuel in their tank, but, you know, we need to be careful with Yahweh's finances. And not just say, well, sure, I'm a believer. Or, you know, some people, I'm a Christian, take 20. You know, I'm a great benevolent person or something. Yeah, we've got to be careful where we distribute Yahweh's money. And if anywhere, I'd give it to the Gideons. And there's a few other societies like the ISR. He actually doesn't seem like he wants money, but... I keep sending to the ISR is the Institute for Scripture Research, and seems like every time I send him money, then he just sends back something that's worth that. He sent a great big giant print scriptures to my pastor, and that was worth a lot of money. It's worth everything, isn't it? Psalm 84, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Yahweh of armies! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts, or for the villages of Yahweh. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living Yahweh. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow found a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Yahweh, Yahweh of armies, my King and my mighty Eternal One. Blessed are they that tabernacle in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Verse 10. For a day in thy tabernacles, or courts, is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Maker, my mighty Master, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yahweh, the Eternal, is a sun and shield. Yahweh will give favor and esteem. That says grace and glory in the King James. Favor and esteem. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Yahweh of armies, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. That was the tabernacle chapter, Psalm 84. Did you like that one, huh? Have you ever looked at that in that perspective? It's a tabernacle. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Yahweh of hosts. I just even like the idea of a Sukkot, of a booth, to put your bedroll in there and then decorate the booth after you get all the frame and so forth in there. Decorate it with, cantaloupes and all kinds of things, huh? All kinds of fruit from the earth during latter harvest in the earth. It's the time of the latter harvest is upon us, and pictures the latter harvest of believers, especially in that feast of that last great day, the eighth day of the feast we're coming to in just a couple of days. Now let's go to Psalm 98. And we are coming to Isaiah, but I think my wife likes that Psalm 84. Behold, O Yahweh, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts or tabernacles is better than 1,000. One day is better than 1,000. Oh, yes, it is. We're going to 98. We already did 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And 98 verse 7 saith, Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell or tabernacle therein. And we're thinking of going down near the sea, near the Pacific Ocean in the Redwoods for a Feast of Tabernacles, a beautiful place there between the fields where they grow and harvest tomatoes and great corn. I think the corn harvest will be long gone, but there should be plenty of watermelons out there. Melons. The farmer out there in the field in the Redwood said that he likes to eat the fruit when it's fresh right off the vine. And so I got out my knife and I said, well, shall I just get down here on the ground then and carve a melon and then a spoon and eat it while it's still connected? Well, he thought that was an unusual way to eat fresh fruit, but he said, well, that'll work. But I didn't do it. Psalm 98, verse 7 said, Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that tabernacle therein. But in a negative sense, in a judgmental kind of sense from Yahweh, we need to look at that, the positive and the negative. You know, you can't have electricity without both. And I suppose that applies with atoms and so on too. When you have the neutron and the proton, Oh, well, forget it. I don't know. It's been too long. Psalm 101, verse 6 through 8. My eye shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may tabernacle with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit, yeah, so we will serve him in a perfect way. And he that worketh deceit shall not tabernacle within my house. He that selleth lies, or telleth lies, and you could sell them too. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of Yahweh, from the courts of Yahweh. The city of Yahweh. That was a negative passage. Wasn't it, you know, for him to say a thing like that? I thought he just loved everybody. And everyone except Satan will be able to get into the kingdom. That's according to the interpretation that you hear these days on the modern evangelists and television programs. Not so, huh? Well, gather around. These are tabernacle scriptures from the Feast of Tabernacles. And we're making this in 2010. Hoping that you'll take these to your feast day site, wherever that is, as you travel. Psalm 107 is next, verse 30. And that you will enjoy the feast as Yahweh gives you that joy. The joy of Yahweh is your strength. Oh, the joy of Yahweh is your strength. Then are they glad, because they shall be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that man would praise Yahweh for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And I'm having a hard time following. There we go. Keep going. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turns rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. From Psalm 107 here, now verse 34. A fruitful land unto barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell or tabernacle therein. Well, you got the sheep and the goats. You got the wheat and the tares. He turns the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he makes the hungry to dwell. There he makes the hungry to tabernacle, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He that blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not that their cattle to decrease. Oh, what a mighty passage and promises that is for us. I think a lot of it is symbolic and spiritual, but we don't want to think that way. We want to think that it's actual present and physical, that Yahweh is going to actually do these things and bring you a great, great blessing. Now, we want to finish up here in a moment, and we can kind of tidy things up around here and get something to drink for everybody, maybe a snack or two, and that everybody will be fulfilled, not only spiritually but physically as well, as far as getting enough to eat here at the feast. So we read from Psalm 107. Let's go to, maybe we better just take that break right now, okay, and then we'll be right back and celebrate the rest of this feast next time, okay, into our next download file. Thank you very much for joining us from the YahwehNotYahweh.com radio network. This is Stefan Yah. Shalom.